Democratic candidate Zephyr Teachout is seeking New York's 19th district seat. This is the seat that's held by Chris Gibson, who's retiring. John Faso is running on the Republican side. Well, welcome, Zephyr. The last time we saw you, it was all over fracking and your progressive leadership, and now you're running for Congress. They're calling you a carpetbagger. Are you?
No. I live in Clinton. I moved to the district about a year and a half ago. But the truth is, when I talk to people all around the district, there's an incredible amount of excitement because people are looking for someone who understands their issues and is willing to fight tough fights. I mean, you talk a lot about Albany, but look at the mess in Congress. We've got a really corrupt... People talk about it as gridlocked, but it's also a deeply corrupt system in Congress. And so people are looking for someone who's going to stand up and, you know, whistle blow on what's actually happening.
Now, how do you take on somebody like John Faso? He's to the right of center, somebody who has criticized the president on health care, Obamacare, and other things. Chris Gibson, I think, was more of a centrist. How are you going to take him on?
Yeah, well, before I talk about John Faso, I do want to say that... you know, look, I'm a FDR Democrat. I'm not in the same party as Chris Gibson, but I think he's done a wonderful job, and I really admire how he has listened to people across the aisle. He's done real national leadership on Lyme disease, by the way, and he's also just a gracious person. I just want to honor his work across the aisle. But, you know, there's a real difference between Faso. There's a lot of differences between Faso and I. I'm not a lobbyist. I certainly don't have the same rich friends, and we come with very different experiences. You know, he's a Albany. He was an Albany. He's really a creature of Albany, an assemblyman, and then recently been... making money and making his living as a lobbyist. What I hear all around the district is people are really concerned about the economy, and it's very personal. You know, we've had the rug pulled out of under us in all different corners of the district, whether it's the loss of IBM or the decline in the mid-sized farm that's been so important, or in Sullivan County, the hotel industry, which is gone, the sense that this very real sense that the middle class jobs aren't there. And I'm a huge opponent of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but also think we should renegotiate NAFTA. I actually have not heard, I'm sure we can find in the history, where John Faso stands on these issues. But we were at a Farm Bureau event once, and I was talking about why it was so important that we have local manufacturing and renegotiate our trade deals. And he was raising his eyebrows pretty publicly, saying that, you know, yes. Suggesting that he and I are probably pretty different on trade.
So he's going to paint you as a lefty. You know it, and I know it. And you mentioned your adherence to the Roosevelt philosophy, which is anything but far left. How do you counter those kinds of accusations if they come?
You know, I think most people are kind of sick of that kind of politics, and they don't start saying, waking up in the morning with a R or a D on their forehead. They're sort of thinking more out of the box. So just take the three issues that people might know me the most for from the gubernatorial race, which are really important right now. One is corruption. That is not a left issue. That's a Democratic issue, just a core question about where we are as a country and whether we can really preserve and fight for this American democracy. I think we're in a crisis moment, just to be clear. I think we're in a real crisis moment around self-government. And you and I have talked about it in various forms before. Some of it is illegal. Some of it is legal. People are really angry, but they're right to be angry. That is not a left or right issue. That's a sort of core American issue. And then take fracking. You know, fracking, you're protecting water is not a left or right issue. When we were all together working and this district was a real heart and center of the fight against fracking, of sharing information against fracking, There are Republicans and independents and Democrats all standing up against something that would really have destroyed our land and water. So I also think Common Core, which is something I feel very strongly about, and you know, there's I've been outspoken supporter of the opt-out movement. Was part last year of both telling parents that they had the right, a constitutional right, to opt out, but also recruiting teachers to run for office, trying to raise up the voices of people who are really seeing what's in the classroom. You know, fighting for a strong public education, that's not a left-right issue. So I have a lot of trust in people to keep open minds, and especially in this district. I mean, the pundits will describe it as a swing district, and it is a swing district, but it's not because people are moving back and forth. It's because they're thinking for themselves and addressing each and deciding on each politician or each potential representative independently. There's a real independent streak.
So
and you know, I like that.
So Zephyr Teachout, you still have the best name in all organized politics. Nobody's ever going to forget it. It's one of the strongest assets you have going into this election, and you have many. Okay, so let me just ask you about this. You almost beat Democrat Cuomo in the election. You certainly beat him in all the upstate districts except for Buffalo,
yeah.
I believe. He's a guy who has a reputation for never forgetting. Have you had any correspondence or conversation with him about your candidacy?
I reached out just at the beginning to just let him and his staff know, but we haven't spoken since then. And you know, this is a different race, although a lot of the themes are the same. And one of the things I'm really proud of about our race from a couple years ago is, yes, we didn't win. I would have loved to win, but I just think people got used to politics as usual, and also used to just a little bit of a culture of fear, like you're not allowed to speak up. And I think it's really important to speak up you know, in all kinds of situations. I'll tell you another area where I think it's important to speak up is I mentioned trade policy before. I have enormous respect for President Obama, but I disagree with him about the TPP. And I think it's important to, you know, stand at the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think it's important to, you know, first listen and represent, but not be afraid. And that's something that I hear from people all the time, is they're kind of sick of everybody just keeping their mouth shut instead of saying what they think.
Well,
I want to address my name, though, just as a matter of honor. Thank you for the compliment. The teach outs actually came up. As you may know, I grew up in a farming community in rural Vermont, about two counties east of where you are right now. But the teach-outs initially came up the Hudson and were teetsorts, T-I-T-S-O-R-T. And the teetsorts became teach-outs in the early 18th century in Dutchess County, where I now live.
It's great to talk to Zephyr Teachout. I got to say, we'll be back with you with a lot more questions. So everybody, keep tuning in to the Congressional Corner.